welcome to an introduction to Asking Styles, a video training from Asking Matters. I'm Brian Saber, president of Asking Matters, and I'm delighted to have you join me today to talk about this exciting new concept in the field, Asking Styles. Asking Styles were created at Asking Matters to address the ongoing challenge of helping people feel more comfortable and more effective as fundraisers. Though there's this perception in the field that there's a certain way to fundraise, a certain way to act as a fundraiser, we knew there were many ways to be effective and many ways to ask. We thought if people were taught to fundraise according to their own personality rather than a strict code of rules, that they could be more comfortable and more effective fundraising. In particular, two personality traits stood out. The first was how you interact with people. Are you extroverted or introverted? This is based on where you derive your energy. Extroverts derive their energy from being with others. Introverts derive their energy from themselves. It doesn't mean introverts are not social, but that interacting with people uses their energy rather than building on it, as with extroverts. This is related to whether one talks to think or thinks to talk. Extroverts talk to think. They process things out loud, whereas introverts first process the information and then talk. That's why some social situations, in particular large gatherings such as special events, are not an introvert's cup of tea. As these fast-paced conversations unfold, introverts often find themselves wishing the conversation would slow down or that they could just concentrate on one person. The second characteristic is how you take in information. Are you analytic or intuitive? Analytics look at the facts and then come up with an idea. Intuitives start with an idea and then see if the data supports it. How you take in information determines how you view your organization, what's important to you about it, and how you present the organization when talking to others. When we put these axes together, we get the four asking styles: rainmaker, go-getter, kindred spirit, and mission controller. Let's walk through each of them. We start with rainmakers. Rainmakers are the analytic extroverts. Rainmakers are very objective. They're fact-based, goal-oriented, strategic, competitive, and driven. When we think of the stereotypical fundraiser, a salesperson type, we think of the rainmaker. And in fact, rainmakers have a great skill set they bring to fundraising. Are you a rainmaker? The second asking style is go-getter. Go-getters are intuitive extroverts. They're big-picture, high-energy, creative, quick, and engaging types. They have a love of people and are very social and make friends easily. They are often the people you notice when they walk into a room. Are you a go-getter? The third asking style is kindred spirit, the intuitive introvert. I'm a kindred spirit. Kindred spirits are feelings-oriented, which can make us conflict-averse. And we're attentive, caring, thoughtful, and selfless. We're the ones who wear our hearts on our sleeves and are always wanting to make everyone else feel good. Are you a fellow kindred spirit? The fourth asking style is mission controller, the analytic introvert. Mission controllers are detailed, thorough, methodical, responsible, and observant. And they are great listeners. We often call these the Eagle Scouts. They always get the job done. Are you a mission controller? These are the four asking styles. Which one are you? If you haven't taken the asking style assessment yet, click below to take it now. It only takes 5 minutes to answer the 30 true-false questions, and you'll get an immediate result, which includes not only your primary asking style, but your secondary asking style as well. You can also take it on your phone or tablet. Here are two examples of how your asking style might affect your approach to fundraising. When it comes to choosing prospects, the rainmaker might take the top dollar prospects, given the rainmaker's natural talents and goal-oriented nature. The go-getter might take new prospects because of his or her ease meeting and befriending people. The kindred spirit, especially one new to fundraising, might take those most likely to say yes to help get over that fear of rejection. and the mission controller might take family foundations, which tend to be a bit more systematic and organized in the way they approach fundraising. You might also take into account whether you're analytic or intuitive, and whether your donor is as well. If you're both analytic or you're both intuitive, then you tend to speak the same language, and this is a benefit. Your asking style will also affect how you tell your story and make your case for support. The rainmaker will talk about goals and outcomes. The go-getter will talk big picture and visionary terms. The kindred spirit will share his or her personal passion and talk about the mission of the organization. And the mission controller will talk about the methods and systems used to achieve results. We all tell stories, but they're different stories. The rainmaker tells goal stories, the go-getter opportunity stories, the kindred spirit people stories, and the mission controller plan stories. Each style also has its challenges. One in particular occurs when the moment comes to ask for the gift or to close. The rainmaker might rush to close and not give the donor enough time to process the request. The go-getter will resist closing because the go-getter is enjoying the moment and doesn't want it to end. The kindred spirit will be anxious about closing and might put it off rather than asking at the right moment. And the mission controller might need to give up the urge to control, as the meeting might go in a direction different from what he or she intended. We all have great strengths and we all have challenges, but there are many ways to ask and many ways to be effective. And if we ask in our own style, we will be more comfortable and more effective. Thank you for joining me for this brief video training. Here's to finding your voice and funding your passion.